Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. We'll talk to you about anything. Personal problem, political issue, you got an agenda, a rant you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can go vote for the show at the Podcast Awards. That's podcastawards.com. Our listeners, without any persuading or cajoling from us, have nominated us for an award, which we really appreciate them doing. You can go to podcastawards.com and go vote for us. We're in the cultural political category. Mm-hmm. We're one of four shows that has been nominated. And so if you go to podcastawards.com, you can vote for us. In fact, as you pointed out, Manwich, you can actually vote if you have individual family members, because a lot of voting systems on the internet block IP addresses, which mm-hmm. means only one person per household. So, for instance, if both Manwich and I wanted to vote for the show
from the studio,
we could with this particular voting method.
Because we have separate email addresses.
Right, at podcastawards.com. So go and check that out. And of course, we also are promoting our usual voting method, which is podcastalley.com, mm-hmm. Where we're always in a constant battle for first place. We're in the top five at the moment because of your votes. And if you haven't voted yet this month, this is a once-per-month kind of a thing. The podcastawards.com, that's a once-a-day.
Yeah.
So you can actually go once a day and vote
for
it. You
think Podcast Awards will be worth any media attention?
You never know. It never hurts to have an award, right?
Yeah.
So podcastawards.com. All right. And freetalklive.com for a bunch of cool free stuff, including archives and much, much more. So, man, what you wanted to rebut, I was talking about...
You should recap.
Yes,
and then
I was talking about how the... Well, we got a call from Jason the Communist last hour, and as usual, he totally didn't understand the situation that he was even describing. He was attacking...
I think he understands. He just doesn't agree.
He doesn't understand it.
Okay.
He was attacking the free market because he was worried that if there was a free market, that people would be selling all sorts of government military technology to other third parties and third world governments around the world. A legitimate sounding fear, but unfortunately, the factor that he left out was that in order to have a free marketplace, you have to have virtually no regulation. The government doesn't need to be involved, which means the government would be very small. If you have a small government, you don't have a huge military. I'm sorry. And so therefore, all of his supposed threats, I don't think, are even... they're not even there in this free market situation.
Well,
that's what he doesn't get.
But we're working from, you know, like, if the Libertopia existed from today.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to... We're not going to do if we create a libertarian government, we're not going to do away with atomic and nuclear weapons. They exist.
Sure.
Now,
it'll be more safe.
Harry Brown
will withdraw from the world.
Harry Brown, in his book "Why Government Doesn't Work," does have a solution for this, and I think it's pretty good. He claims that we should, you know, with the money that we get from selling off all these military bases and all that other stuff,
mm-hmm.
and all the you know, government.
Government
stuff.
Land, government buildings.
We would build a Star Wars system, which, you know, the technology is somewhat there.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars would handle ICBMs.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't handle the alleged suitcase nuclear weapon that they say exists.
Right.
There's not a lot of evidence for it existing,
mm-hmm.
but they say it's out there. Now, one has to wonder, why hasn't Al-Qaeda gotten a suitcase nuclear weapon in America so far?
Hmm.
I mean, it's not like they have no...
It's not because our border security is really tight or good.
It's not like, you would think that if the story that 17 of these things are missing and have fallen into hands,
sure.
At this point, they would have been...
All scare tactics.
Absolutely.
If you can get thousands of pounds of marijuana through the border, you can get a suitcase nuke.
Oh, absolutely.
Through.
There's not.
Right.
It's not stopped. It's not being stopped.
Right.
The fact is, Al-Qaeda has not got its hands on one yet. That's clear.
Or you could make the claim that the fact is Al-Qaeda's never really been after us in the first place
or
because
they
created them,
right.
etc.
One could make that claim, too.
Which are a very interesting claim.
But I would like to look at things from Jason's point of view, and I think that he has a valid point that needs to be discussed.
Okay. Now, remember, if you find yourself agreeing with the socialist, you better check your premises, Manwich. So what exactly is valid?
I think that it's valid to say that suppose the United States withdraws from 131 nations that we currently have our military in,
good.
And we say, we're going to have a much more we're sorry for bothering you people. We're going to have a much more Zen philosophy on life. We're not going to be, we're only going to react with violence if violence is used towards us.
We're getting back to the Constitution.
Yes.
great.
Now, you and I agree on that.
Fantasy land.
When it's very much a fantasy land.
Yes.
Now that's not to say that some nation or some tyrant somewhere couldn't get it in his mind that he wants to take over this large, peaceful, prosperous nation.
How's he going to do it?
Well, he could send in a, like, he could want to just damage them. Now, people attacked Kwai Cheng Kang off Kung Fu all the time. Good guy.
Wait, I didn't watch. Sorry.
Just using that as an example.
So how exactly would he attack America?
Let's say one of these fictitious, let's say he built one of these, because I don't believe in the suitcase nuclear weapons that supposedly were missing from Russia. Let's say he hired, with this free market, he hired away some scientists to build him a nuclear weapon.
Okay.
And it was the size of a suitcase, and he got it across the border.
Where did he hire the scientists from?
Wherever you would hire scientists from.
Okay, fine.
He sent, some Arabs that went over to America to get schooled.
So he's got himself
back to their country.
He's got himself a suitcase nuke.
Right.
Okay.
So now he has a suitcase nuke. Suppose he wants to attack America because he thinks that he could somehow. It's not a good plan. And let's be clear. Tyrants don't necessarily have good plans all the time.
Right. Look at George Bush.
He wants to take over what the void where the small American government is. You know, there's a small American government, so he thinks he could fill it with a void of a much larger one. So he wishes to ransom the American people.
It's definitely a crazy plan, but okay, I'm following you.
Perhaps he's Dr. Evil, and he says,
okay, I'm following you. You're totally outlandish.
$1 million, or I'll detonate the nuclear weapon. You know, and then the American people would have to come up with that money.
Uh-huh.
So that's it. So he's got a nuclear weapon in America. He's saying, I'm going to blow you up if you...
And so what if we just call his bluff, and then he sets off the device, right? Then there's all
kinds of people die.
Damage and destruction, and people die, et cetera. And then what? What happens next? Let's keep playing with your fantasy, man.
That's it.
But then what does the country do after that?
Millions of people have died.
Then what? What's next?
I guess they rebuild.
Do they let him come over? Do they say, all right, you've killed millions of people. Come on, you can take over our government. You're
I really haven't gotten
worthy.
Any farther with this.
You're
plan.
Clearly worthy of running our government. You've killed our people, and governments kill people, so you must be good at this. But what are we going to do next? It's totally crazy. And it wouldn't really be any different than if somebody did it today, would it? I mean, if somebody set off that nuclear device today, how would the situation be different? I mean, if somebody set off that nuclear device today, the government would crack down, there'd be martial law, there'd be roadblocks in the streets. Of course, it would all be for your safety. You'd get anally checked at, certain checkpoints and that sort of thing in case you had some sort of C4 up where it shouldn't be. And so if that happened in today's society, there would be a huge loss of freedom as a result of it. If it happened in a free society, we don't know what would happen as a result of it, do we?
No.
Okay, then. There you go. 800-259-9231. You gotta follow through, man. Which
didn't go well for me.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. Free trade. Matthew emails us in regards to what we were talking to Jason about. He says all free market talk is about today. Your caller Jason needs his sugar daddy U.S. government for protection. All trading today is about control of commerce and people. Period. It's a fact that people have been brainwashed for so long that life without a safety net scares them. Even if the net is strangling them, the last people in North America to live free were wiped out by the U.S. government. The so-called natives had every single treaty broken by the government. Just like today, all laws are for controlling the masses. Too bad the masses are sheep. From Matthew. Thanks for the email, Matthew. If you want to email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. So then, we got some critique, man. Which you want to hear
really?
Some critique?
I wanted to read this small article on spam.
Okay.
It's
not small enough. 800-259-9231. What about spam?
Well, basically, they did a study. They spammed 121,000 people. They spammed half of them with fitness-related stuff. The fitness-spammed people lost body fat percentage.
Oh, you were supposed to sell that.
Man. Oh, you didn't say that.
Well, you're supposed to know these things. That's why you're a talk show host. Yeah, you've got things to learn. More coming up.
I'm just
Free
a
Talk
sidekick.
Live. We'll get the details on how much weight they lost. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Tuesday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind goes. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And check out the live streaming we've got there for you. We've got a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, so pretty much anybody connected to the net can listen for free at freetalklive.com. So go and check that out. Now, Manwich, you said that there has been a study about spam, kind of a positive sort of a spam.
It
It's a recent study of 2,100 Canadians may give those often reviled spammers something to smile about.
Mm-hmm.
The study deluged about half of the study recipients with electronic spam promoting healthy lifestyles for 12 weeks. They left the other half alone. Researchers believe the spam messages somehow sunk in because the body mass index of the spam group actually dropped. Well, it rose for the unspammed control group.
Huh.
So, get healthy spam, get thinner. Don't get healthy spam, get fatter.
Interesting.
That's what the study says.
Although, I haven't been having any sort of enlargement in my special area because I've gotten a lot of that spam and nothing's
not working there, no.
Down there.
No.
Not that I care because I'm good to go. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Mike in Alabama. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What's happening?
Yeah, I wanted to call in about the myth of the free market and defense and that sort of thing.
Okay.
I've always been enamored of a quote from Ludwig von Mises, who stated that where trade is not allowed to cross borders, soldiers soon will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
To correct Manwich on the suitcase nukes.
Okay.
They do exist. They are a
proxy. You seen one?
I have not seen one, but I have been briefed on them.
Oh, okay.
Well, now, let's be clear. I'm not saying that I don't believe a lot of people believe in them. Mm-hmm. I just wonder where the heck these things went. If they really went missing, why haven't they fallen into the hands of, where else would they go? If I had a suitcase nuclear weapon, what could I do with it? The United States government isn't going to give me any money for it.
Well... Essentially, what happened? And now these are rather large suitcases. They aren't something that you could, that you would not be suspicious walking on Wall Street carrying a briefcase or something. This is
right.
A large suitcase.
But you can easily fit it in a station wagon.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Something
a woman would pack her clothes in.
Yeah.
Okay.
They are approximately 10 kiloton nominal yield. They are shotgun style. Nuclear weapons. That's the way
That's the way the stuff's propelled into the uranium.
Into a critical mass. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
The Russians admitted to having misplaced 17 of them. The estimates are that there are actually approximately 30 of them missing.
Hmm.
However, just because the Russians cannot physically put their hands on them doesn't mean that they have fallen into the hands of terrorists.
Yeah, that's true. It could just mean that they were a little too drunk one night and stored in the wrong locker.
But where did they go?
Many of them are probably in the former Soviet republics.
Mm-hmm.
Their own. I mean, there's lots of Muslims in there that aren't happy with the way things are going. I mean, why haven't they used them in Russia?
Well, because the purpose of having a nuke is to have it, not to use it.
Mm-hmm. Not for a terrorist.
See, that's the thing. The terrorists don't have them. The terrorists would basically have to get them from one of these governments.
And I think that's actually backing up what Manwich was saying. It's clear the terrorists don't have them because they're not using them, right?
Right, because it's...
Just like it's clear that Saddam Hussein didn't have... just like it's clear Saddam Hussein didn't have weapons of mass destruction because he didn't use them.
Now, he wanted them, but the reason he wanted them, and first of all, as a correction to W, there is only one weapon of mass destruction in existence on Earth today, and that's nuclear weapons. Chemical weapons and biological weapons are not weapons of mass destruction.
It's sort of an understanding, though, but yes, I get it.
Now, the reason that Saddam and every other little tin pot dictator would like to have nukes is because, well, look at the axis of evil. Korea is in the axis of evil, and we haven't done anything against them.
Yeah. Right.
Well, why is that? Well, because they have nukes.
Yeah.
That's the message that has come across loud and clear for every dictator in the world. If you have a nuke, America may talk bad about you, but it won't do anything about you.
That's a good point. How did you get all this bomb information anyway? Are you?
I was in the military for approximately 10 years.
Ah, very good. Now you're done.
Yep.
You return to a productive life. What do you do nowadays?
These days, I'm prepping to go to the Free State.
Fantastic. Wait, when are you going?
Late this year, early next year.
You know, the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can contact them at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. How long have you been a member?
I am member number 315, 351, something
like
that.
Oh, wow, so you're an early bird.
Oh, yeah.
You've been involved for a long time. So are you pretty excited about what's going on there already in the state of New Hampshire?
Definitely, definitely.
Have you managed to get anybody to sign up?
I have talked to a few people who are rather tentative about it.
I've talked to a few, too, and managed to get a few people to kind of discuss it with me, but I've never actually gotten, including my wife, not gotten anyone to sign up.
Right. I think that I may have more success once I'm up there and I can tell people, hey, why don't you come up here, look around, see how nice it is, you can stay with me.
Right. Yeah, because I think that's important, because I think that I hope that I know the Free State Project is kind of debating amongst itself right now to kind of refocus on a more action-oriented message. Because right now, as it stands, we've got about 6,600 members, and that's about a third of what our goal is. The goal is 20,000 members. But the idea was originally that, okay, we will get to 20,000 members, and then there will be a five-year period in which all 20,000 have to move to the Free State. Well, it's slow going. I mean, as you're saying, Matt, which is it's not easy to recruit people to get up and move their lives to an entirely new state, all in the pursuit of freedom. And so the idea here is, well, maybe we should change the message of the Free State Project to go now. Go now. There's already 100 people there. Having 200 would double our results, and having 500 would just be incredible, and let alone 2,000 of them moving sooner rather than later, creating momentum. That way, when you're actually up in the Free State, Mike, you'll actually be able to point to more things that are going on to your friends and your family members and say, look, this is happening. This is for real. This is not some pie-in-the-sky thing that's going to happen 20 years down the road. It's happening right now. And I think it's important that I hope the focus shifts, because I think we're kind of shifting the focus on our own here on the show anyway. Mike, final thoughts?
Yes, I know that I would rather have 6,000 Free State Project neighbors than six.
No doubt.
Rather than hold out for 20,000.
Yep, I agree with that. Thanks, man. We look forward to hearing from you again. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. I like that that quote about if goods don't cross borders, eventually soldiers will. That's a brilliant quote, because it's so true. It's, I mean, would Japan ever consider attacking us again?
No.
Would we attack Japan again? No.
I can't imagine Taiwan going after us either.
No. Absolutely not. We're way too tied in. And for that matter, you know, everybody's favorite threat, China.
Yeah.
We're very tied in with China at this point.
They'd
be fools to attack America. I mean, all these people claiming that there's Chinese troops on the Mexican border and that China's evil and they're going to take over America. What are you talking about? Why would they want to do that? They'd lose all their business.
And they'll stick out like sore thumbs amongst all the Mexicans.
800-259-9231. More on the way. You can take control of the show, as always. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Coming up, we got all kinds of good stuff. Actually, critique for Manwich. That's on the way from the email box, ftl@freetalklive.com.
God, more Manwich hate mail.
This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the keychain attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's N-U-K-A-L-E-R-T.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the keychain attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's N-U-K-A-L-E-R-T.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the bulletin board system. Thousands of posts, over 27,000 of them for you to surf around through, and hundreds of people interacting. It's a lot of fun, and of course, it's free at freetalklive.com. You can, of course, email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might read your emails on the air, like this one from Tim. Fire Manwich, he says. Just kidding. I've only one beef with Manwich, in this email anyway. Manwich tends to end arguments with, if you don't like it, move to blank. For example, if you don't like it, move to Montana. If you don't like it, move to a neighborhood where blank. That's the worst argument in the universe.
Wait, I don't even remember saying things like that.
I think you've said those in the past.
Okay.
That's not your typical.
Oh, I'm talking to you about moving to Montana to get your freedom. Okay.
Okay, something like that.
Yeah.
Whenever I go out of your ballpark of freedom, then you will resort to
I
that
believe
in some
that there's
cases.
A bit of a social contract compared to Ian.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I never signed any social contract.
Right, and it's clear. Antisocial would be the word.
No, antisocial is pointing guns at people and insisting that they signed a social contract.
Why don't you read the darn
email? It's the most anti-libertarian, anti-freedom statement that you could possibly utter. And here's why. The libertarian philosophy is all about preserving people's basic human rights. That is, the freedom to do as one will so long as one does not infringe upon the rights of others. Simple.
Yeah,
that means one should never, ever, ever have to move away in order to preserve one's rights. If the situation is such that one cannot enjoy his or her basic human rights, then the situation must change, not the person and not the location. Freedom is for everywhere, not just for certain states, neighborhoods, countries, etc. And it's not just Manwich. I hear the phrase a lot, especially from judges. And he says that's odd that judges would do this. For instance, well, that's how we do things in this county. If you don't like it, move to California. For example. But hearing the phrase from anyone sickens me, as it shows an absolute lack of tolerance and inability to think in terms of positively affecting a situation in order to facilitate the preservation of basic human rights.
I think mine's more of an advice. You know, if you want to have control over the situation, the only things you can control are what you can control.
That's right.
And we on this show do want to see a social change.
Yes.
But when you start espousing things like, yeah, I've got to see this now, you know, and your hardline attitude, I think to myself, how can I solve Ian's problem? Well,
Ian
can get away from society.
No, but that's not what I want. I want society to be happier. I want things to move smoothly. I don't want force to be involved. And force shouldn't be involved. I've never hurt anybody. And so, therefore, how dare anyone point guns at me and tell me what to do? Anyway, he finally...
I'm looking out for you, buddy.
He goes, what?
That attitude.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I enjoy my life.
Go ahead.
Nobody's pointing guns at me at the moment. My point is, and I do have one, people have a basic right to have a home and live there. If If a situation's bad enough to warrant giving up one's home and moving away, then it's the situation that must change, not the habitat. Of course, my argument excludes people who voluntarily choose to move in order to avoid the situation, and that should go without saying, from Tim. And Tim, we definitely appreciate the email. I think it's a good point. And although I gotta say that moving is certainly a very powerful option. I mean, that's, okay, I've had enough of your rules, I'm moving. I'm out of here. But unfortunately, in this country, it's one thing to say, okay, we're going to move to New Hampshire and be a part of the Free State Project. It's another thing for somebody to come to you and say, if you don't lack the freedoms in this country, you can go to some other country, boy. We got the best country, most free country in the world.
I tend to agree with that statement.
Well, it could be argued.
Certainly, there's...
According to the Index of Economic Freedom, we are in the top 12.
Yeah, we're about the 12.
We're number 12.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a couple different competing ones. I haven't checked the newest.
But that's economic freedoms. Number two, Singapore.
Yes.
Certainly not a very free nation. Spit gum on the sidewalk, get beat with a cane nine times.
Yeah.
Not freedom.
That's true. So, in regards to moving for more freedom, very good option in my book. Okay, there's too much oppression. It's one thing to try and change it, but it's one thing to work towards that change, but if you don't have people around you that agree with that change, you're wasting your time, and you're wasting your breath, which is why we're all getting together, and why we're all going to the Free State. Because there are people that think that we do. In fact, we come across them all the time via the show. People that literally stumble across this show, whether it's on the internet or on a radio station, and just... Oh, they just realize, oh my God, there are people that think like I do.
Then I had no idea.
I'm not suggesting there are many of them that think exactly the way that I do personally, but just the general thought process that freedom is good.
More freedom is good. I didn't know. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I don't think I even knew what a libertarian really was.
Right.
And slowly, my opinion, you know, like as different pro-freedom ideas have been introduced, mm-hmm. I've changed my mind a little bit.
Sure. Exactly. It's a process.
Like, for instance, we've changed our mind here on the air since we've been syndicated.
Absolutely.
Originally, we were kind of like, gold, schmold, whatever, money-backed monetary system, but...
Well, I never really knew much about it. I poo-pooed it. I don't think I ever poo-pooed that idea.
Don't you remember the creature from Jekyll Island and, you know, the first few calls we had in here? I was like, oh, my God, here comes another economic...
Well, I don't think I ever poo-pooed it. I just always tried to minimize the detail on it because I feel like it confuses a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I feel like talking about the monetary system is above the heads of many people, and there's a lot to learn. It's simple stuff, but there's so much. Okay, it's not, the concepts aren't hard to grasp, but when we have somebody calling in that wants to talk about the monetary system, you have to be careful how you communicate that. Because you don't want to turn people up. Oh my God, I don't want to listen to business talk. Mm. You know, oh my, I mean, we've been at a business talk station before on this show, back when we used to rent airtime way back in the day. And, what a horrible, horrible, boring radio format.
It is. Some people do listen.
Barely.
Yeah, just barely.
Just enough for them to scrape by as far as paying their bills. So, you know, it's good to talk about the monetary situation, but you have to be careful because you don't want to bore people with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not boring if you couch it in the right terms. These people have stolen your money from you. They've stolen your purchasing value in the fact that they've completely removed any backing from the dollars in your wallet. And it's easy to point out with very concrete examples. There's evidence. Back in the 30s, the dollar bills, you may see these from time to time floating around. Silver certificates is what they were called.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't called Federal Reserve notes.
I have a few.
Yeah, I have one as well.
I don't know what good it is to have them, though.
Well, it's one of those things.
You went to Fort Knox saying, I want my silver.
You can't.
You'd probably go to jail.
First of all, I don't think there actually is anything in Fort Knox, but that's one of those allegations. I'm not really sure if it's true. But mm-hmm. we know there's no money. There's nothing backing the greenbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that if you went and said, I want my dollar's worth of silver, they'd laugh at you.
No, here's a greenback.
They would laugh you off the premises.
Here's a greenback. Goodbye.
Oh, that's a silver certificate. We'll take that from you, and we'll give you something in return, because they're probably worth something. Old bills to monetary people, to coin collectors and bill collectors, probably worth something.
Certainly are.
All right, so 800-259-9231. So I think the monetary policy is critical to understanding what's going on in this country, but to talk about it all the time and have that be like the sole issue of the show would be suicide for this radio show. It really would. You want to email the show, FTL@freetalklive.com. That's FTL@freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on the way here. You can, of course, take control, as always, 1-800-259-9231. What do you got coming up, Manwich?
Yeah, just something
Jeez,
exciting.
Just broadside me here. I got a cop story. I got a cop story. You want to do that?
Okay, we'll do the
All
cop story.
More coming up. Your calls, 800-259-9231.
They're teaching Ebonics in San Bernardino County.
This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Whatever's on your mind, political issue, personal problem, take control of the phones, 800-259-9231. And join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership area. There's no logging in. There's no credit card transaction necessary. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So emails, catching up on a few emails. Now you can email the show, FTL@freetalklive.com. Of course, the show is about your calls, so if you make them, we go to them at 800-259-9231. Mark emails the show. Listening to Thursday night's show about the cops busting into the man's house reminds me of what happened to my friend a couple of years ago. This is a true story. My friend, who at the time was probably 17, was playing basketball with some friends at a park near houses. He told me his black friend had picked up a plastic gun and held it up at some point, and then put it back down on the ground as it was. A lady at a nearby house saw them, and for some reason yelled at them. I'm not clear on that part, though. Anyway, so my friend Tony drives away with his black friend. All of a sudden, he gets pulled over onto a side street. Soon, more and more police cars show up, getting out of their cars and drawing shotguns and pistols on my friend.
Oh, my God.
Supposedly, the woman that yelled at them had called the cops and told them that she thought that they had a gun. So being the heroes of the day, our local police jumped on it with vigor. The cops screamed at my friend to put his arms out the window. They told him to get out of his car, although his seatbelt was fastened, so the police had to unbuckle his seatbelt for him. The police, I guess, had got them out of the car and had searched the car for said gun, finding nothing. They didn't charge my friends with anything, but afterwards, they didn't even offer an apology. Or a, sorry, we messed up.
Mm.
They would not admit that they made a mistake. That's just an example of our local police force, and it's certainly not the most outrageous or egregious example of police abusing their power and authority. But it's still a good one. It could happen to you. You know, it's similar to what happened to the poor guy who had his house raided because his neighbor claimed he heard gunshots, which is just out of control. The cops are out of control.
They were just used as a tool to in a land dispute, really.
Yes. And these guys are out of control, and then when they finally discover, and this has happened so many times, this example of, sorry, we raided the wrong house. Gosh, looks like you don't have any contraband in your car, mister. See you later. They pull people over onto the side of the road. They will ask them to search their car, and since people don't know, they say okay. And I am not a lawyer, I'm not giving legal advice, but I seriously suggest you refuse any searches that the police offer you. They're offering to search your car. They're asking if they can search your car. The reason they're asking is because they have no probable cause whatsoever.
Mind if I search your car?
Right. It's a fishing expedition at that point. They're fishing for people that don't know their rights. They're fishing for people that'll say, sure, officer, I've got nothing to hide. Even if you don't have anything to hide. Especially if you do have something to hide. Don't let them search your car!
Yeah. What baffles me is how many people have marijuana in the car and let the cops search.
Yeah.
Like they won't find it. They tear through everything.
They literally do. I mean,
under your seat.
They tore his carpets up when they searched a friend of mine's car. They found nothing. He didn't have anything, but they didn't apologize for it. The drug dog scratched the guy's paint job. No apologies. He even tried calling the police department to report the story and to get some sort of an official acknowledgement or apology. Never happened. They couldn't find a lawyer who would take the case either. You can't fight the cops.
There's no money to be made in it anyway.
Right. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Mark in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hey. I was really hot to talk to you guys last night, but I had to ring off. It was about this pro-life thing, and you know, I'm kind of with you guys, and you're starting to make a convert out of me.
Hmm.
At first, I thought you guys were moral idiots on taking a laissez-faire attitude of live and let live. You can do the drugs if you want or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now I can see what this war on drugs has brought us in terms of lost liberties. I mean, I'm starting to get the picture slowly but surely.
Well, we're glad you listened.
It took me a while, too.
You know, we're glad you listened long enough to see that. I'm glad you weren't totally turned off by that message at first, and you listened for the details. It's important. What made you stick through? And, you know, even though you came across a show that you considered moral midgets or mental retards or whatever, what made you stick with us to this point?
Hello? Because there is such a dearth of really good talk radio out there.
Ah, so we may be moral idiots, but we're good entertainment.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't believe you guys are moral idiots. I think you do have a conscience. Otherwise, you wouldn't be fighting for what you do.
Thank you. So now, what
pro-life issue?
What was the most persuasive point on the war on drugs that kind of brought you a little bit closer to our side? Of everything you've heard so far.
I don't know. I think it's just kind of like the general uneasy feeling I get that my door could be broken down at any moment, and
sure.
And they can make a mistake and they can shoot somebody and say, oh well, it was just the government, we had good intentions. And
I can't count how many times in over 2.5 years of doing this show, I can't count how many stories like that we've reported on. It's more than 10.
Whole bunches of them.
I mean, it's amazing how often that happens. Oh, whoops, wrong address. We were supposed to be next door. Oh, we shot your grandmother. Sorry. Hey, it's all in the war on drugs. We're keeping kids safe. Does that make you feel better about grandma dying? It's amazing.
And also, something about these nonviolent felons caught three times with cocaine or something, and they're in prison for life making widgets for Whack and Hut.
Mark, I've got a note here that you want to talk about lost liberties. I know you might have a little bit more on your mind. Hang on, okay? 800-259-9231. We love converts. 800-259-9231. This is your show. We grow on you. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control 800-259-9231, but just do it now because time is limited. We're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. Slaves to the clock, I'm afraid. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you. It's all free. And it always has been. From day number one, it's been a free site. Archives, bulletin board system, all of it on the house. And it always will be. We'll keep it that way. I think it's important. But what we've done is we've created an option that allows you to contribute to the show. To contribute to basically an advertising fund for Free Talk Live, to help us get this show out to more listeners, to get the message of freedom and liberty to more people around the world, not just around the country. And all it is $3 a month. That's what we're asking for. So you go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn a lot more about it.
Mm-hmm.
For $3 a month, you're going to help promote this show to more people. And that's what needs to happen. This message needs to get out. People need to be free.
And to say thanks, we're intending to cut out up to a quarter of our commercials.
Our commercial time, for 25% of the commercial time going away once we reach a certain goal. So go check that out. Get the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, to Mark in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Mark, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Okay. One quick point on the pro-life issue.
Yes.
From my perspective, it seems to me that the cause of every abortion is little boys not being able to control their desires.
Well, now the girls spread their legs too, man. I mean, it's a two-party deal. But
No. I agree with you. It is.
Right.
But what I'm saying is to criminalize the woman and the doctor for having an abortion and to leave the male out of that criminality is ridiculous.
I see. Mm. Yeah, okay, because, so if you're going to punish a woman for having an abortion, you should be punishing the male as well, to be consistent.
Exactly. Absolutely. Because in our laws,
point.
75 or 80 years ago, if you got a woman pregnant out of wedlock, you either had a shotgun marriage pronto or you went to prison.
I think in the years we've been on the air and many times that abortion has
never
come
heard
up,
this.
That point's never been made.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Interesting point. I'm going to have to think about that one.
It doesn't make me support punishing people, but it's, you know, if you're going to punish, be consistent. That makes sense.
Okay, and about the lost freedoms, you know, if you go back in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the children of Israel were given the option. They could either listen to a prophet judge who got very, very good, wise information, or they could have a king who would send their babies to war and tax the living you-know-what out of them.
Mm-hmm. And they said king, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And I think that's what the basic problem, this inertia, is that people basically want a strong man to rule over them and decide the course of their lives instead of their own thinking.
Isn't it pathetic? Isn't it just so sad? Because you're absolutely right. I agree with you. And it needs to stop.
and one last point. Do you remember the retelling of the Arthurian legend, the Once and Future King by T.H. White?
I don't.
Well,
sorry.
Anyway, Merlin...
You got about 20 seconds to retell this.
Okay. He said, out of every 100 men, 90 are fools, 9 are the knaves to manipulate them, and only 1 is a wise man.
It's good to be a wise man, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231, and all the wise men moving together for the Free State Project. So I think that's a wise idea as well. It's been a great show, man. Which, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you.
And we're going to be here again tomorrow night, of course, at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then. You can, of course, shoot us an email in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And we will talk to you 8 o'clock Eastern tomorrow night. Same time, same channel. This has been your show, Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold and